Scholastic Audio presents Goosebumps Horrorland 9. Welcome to Camp Slither. By R.L. Stine. Read by Andrew Reynolds. Chapter 1. You know that jumpy kind of feeling when you just can't keep still? You want to hop around or run really fast or do a crazy dance? That's the feeling I had as I climbed onto the camp bus. Yeah, my sister Heather and I were totally psyched. We love summer camp. We love being outdoors and hanging out with other kids and no parents around. Heather and I are really into animals and learning about bugs and snakes and all kinds of creatures. We have two rabbits we keep in a pen behind our garage, and we have a hamster and an old box turtle and two dogs, Rusty and Max, one for each of us, although they both like Heather better than me. Camp Hither is supposed to be an excellent wilderness camp. At least that's what Mom and Dad said. So yes, Heather and I were excited. My little sister, I'm 12 and she's 10, had only one complaint. "I'm always away from home for my birthday," she said, "so I can never have a birthday party." "So," I said, "who told you to be born in the summer?" She gave me that cold stare she always gives me, with her eyes half closed and her mouth all twisted. "Boone, give me a ding-dong break." That's one of her favorite expressions. She heard it from our grandmother. Mom and Dad think she's a riot. I don't really get it. Who talks like that who isn't, like, 80 years old? Heather doesn't look like she's in the same family as me. I'm tall and thin. I have short, straight, black hair and dark brown eyes. I'm a jumpy kind of dude. I mean, I've got a lot of energy. It's hard to sit still. I'm always tapping my fingers on something.